As the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, works to regularize some 100 designated informal settlements across the country, considerable time and effort is spent engaging residents, highlighting the importance of gaining security of tenure for their homes. The HAJ's Manager for Public Relations and Marketing, Richard Jones, and Community Development Officer Rosalie Bridge-Mohan recently visited JIS Radio's Studio 58A with host Vaughn Davis to discuss the agency's work to regularize informal settlements. We bring you an excerpt of the interview.
What we do is, from time to time, we do visit the schemes that are being assigned. And we go house to house to the persons. We speak to them. We have community meetings. We sit them down and we explain to them the importance of the title, as Mr. Jones just mentioned. And they do see the light and buy into it. And when we explain also the house that they have as against the cost of that lot, most of our developments are in prime location. All of them are overlooking the deep blue sea.
Some pristine vistas.
Exactly.
Really nice.
And, you know, so we just educate them on these things. And they say, well, true. I could never go anywhere and get a piece of land for $100,000 that value over $3 or $5 million.
Excuse me. I think you just got everybody's attention when you just said $100,000.
Right? Or $25,000.
Okay, so you definitely need to explain the calculations of how you guys calculate how these lands are priced. Because
remember, we're dealing with an informal situation. So we have to take into account what it is going to cost to put infrastructure in, what it's going to cost based on the size of the particular lots that we're offering for sale, what the factor that we look at as well is the terrain. And when we put everything together and match that with what can be afforded by
the persons themselves, the owners,
then prices are arrived at. So they would not be commercial market prices, because were they to be, as Rosalie mentioned, it would be way outside the pocket of persons who, many of the persons.
I'm sure persons are saying, and why not? Right. I mean, so I have to work and get my
What
persons are one? The persons probably online are asking, but why not? Why shouldn't they be? Why are they heavily discounted? You know, I mean, why? What's the philosophy behind that?
Well,
you know, if
purpose,
you can elaborate on
the
that.
The whole purpose of the program was to assist persons who are of limited means, right? Because the philosophy was that the government should assist persons who need this help. And the way to do that, if they have already taken possession of lands, is to have them pay for it, yes, but pay for it at a price that they can afford.
What do you do when you encounter the less inclined persons, the persons who seem more interested in not paying, the persons who feel entitled to the land that they have taken possession of? How do you get them to come around and see things your way?
Well, actually, sometimes it's the approach, to be honest. I do have difficult customers, but eventually, after talking to them over a period of time, explaining to them the importance of this thing, look, you're already on the land, you still don't own it, although you're on the land. Get that title in your hand, then that also changes your life. It changes your lifestyle. It changes the community, because you're now an owner.
The Housing Agency of Jamaica's Manager for Public Relations and Marketing, Richard Jones, and Community Development Officer Rosalie Bridge-Mohan, in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service, Studio 58A. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Are you over 18 years old, self-motivated, and willing to answer the call of national service should a disaster strike? Then volunteer as a first responder today. Join the database of volunteers under the National Disaster Risk Management Volunteer Program. Visit odpem.org.jm and sign up. For more information, call the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management at 906-9674, email volunteer@odpem.org.jm, or follow ODPEM on social media.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.